yes, 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 yes. Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
All the Hey. Put your headphones on, Brennan. Come on, join us.
Wait, Ice don't have his headphones on.
Ice, put your headphones on, too.
I don't usually. We already know what it is.
Don't tell me you out here bitching, too, Ice, about the sound.
I hardly ever wear my headphones.
Ain't nobody trying to hear
I don't do it for that reason.
Everybody trying to hear my voice, man. I love my voice.
And introduce this shit.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Anime Shuna. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging in here with us this week for this shitty fucking anime, man.
It's been a rough
stretch. Honest with you. I'm surprised we're back this week.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I didn't want to come back. Yeah. I said it. Y'all made fun of me. I don't give a fuck. I didn't want to finish it.
And you know what, Brennan? We would have still roasted you. But yeah. I wouldn't, outside of this, I would have been like, I get it. I get why Brennan was like, I'm not showing up to this shit. This shit is terrible.
I had a real thought, like, last night when I was starting to watch it and this morning. I was just going to make an excuse, like, hey, guys, I can't make it. Like, I was really going to do it.
The funny thing is you work here, so you kind of have to.
Yeah, I know. I work in this office. So
I got a meeting, bro. And we can't say shit about it. We got to be like, we got to eat that. Yeah. All right, man.
And that's the thing is, like, he still showed up to the Akira episode, and he didn't even watch it. Right. But for the Gangster episode, you watched, like, 2-3, and we're still going to skip out.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You could have not watched this and could have listened to this too. Was explaining it, and you could have just bitched from the last few episodes that you did watch.
And your reasoning would have been the same.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, I watched these last four episodes, and I honestly don't feel like I learned anything.
No.
You know what episode I did learn from? The recap episode.
So,
I actually did.
I ain't gonna lie, I skipped it.
That was, I wanted to, too, but it cleared up a lot of things.
I'm going to be honest. I watched the recap episode, too, just because I thought it would explain things. And I was like, I at least learned a little bit more who these characters were and where they fit into it. But it didn't explain any of the story.
The only thing that broke down
was, like, from the first episode.
Yeah. It just told what, like, the Twilight is, the Celebrics, why they call them Twilights and stuff. And I was like, all right, this is, like, that was one of my favorite episodes, honestly.
A recap episode? That's rare.
And here's the thing. I was going to say this is probably one of the worst recap episodes I've ever seen because there wasn't even a plot to it. Like, at least
it wasn't.
Samurai Champloo, they put that stupid plot about, like, they're reading her diary in this.
Exactly. This is a recap. They said, hey, this is a recap. My favorite recap ever will always be Kill la Kill.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I enjoyed it.
I just was like, I was hoping to get some more insight into the story. The only characters they didn't explain were the ones that I wanted to hear more about.
Like,
which
Sir?
Was the Mikhail and Erica or whatever, or like literally any of the fucking hunters that ended up showing up in the last. Like, we didn't get any of that.
Yeah,
and all that shit's kind of happening as those last 3-4 episodes unfold, and we don't know who any of them are. They explained people that we've spent 8 episodes with already.
Yeah.
You know, so
what was also frustrating, too, is, like, I was like, God damn, they're adding a whole lot to be wrapping up in 3 episodes. I'm like, they are adding a shit ton of people and story to, and then, well, you get it.
Well, go ahead, Rob. You can break this down quickly.
I just have to say one quick thing.
Oh, go ahead,
Ice brought up a really, really important question. The only question I really care about in this whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is Sir?
That's the lady.
I know. But I'm saying,
like, who is
who the fuck is Sir?
I know who it is.
Yeah, but we still haven't even seen her do anything but shoot somebody with some pills. Like,
we
some
saw
needles.
Homegirl get down, though.
But I'm saying she's better than her. We haven't seen her do anything but say, y'all not worth it.
And she's clearly respected even by the hunters.
Yeah.
You know.
So what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I was saying.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep this quick.
Rob looks so healy in the migraine.
This show hurt me. But so this first episode
was garbage.
You know, we left off. She just finished up her song, and so
basically, what episode is this? Episode 9.
This is episode 9.
Okay, episode 9.
Yeah, her terrible song. Oh. This whole episode is basically a bunch of Twilights start an attack within the club, and it turns out that this guy... I will say the one thing I learned from the recap, which is actually next, is that that dude Ivan was supposed to be working for Danny's family.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was like, I thought it was very clear that he was working for Corsica. But it turns out he's one of Danny's guys, but he is a Corsica guy. Mm. He's just, you know, he's their mole or whatever. So anyway, he had apparently tortured some Twilights and was holding somebody hostage or whatever, and basically got a bunch of Twilights to try to attack that little girl who heads up one of the families. That didn't work out. Her bodyguards took care of business, but then the other two Twilights that have been killing Twilights come in, and there's a whole big battle scene. Her guards can't hack it. Nick comes back, and he's fighting with them for a while. Loretta and the prostitute are hanging out together because they're bonding over, because she's like, my mom was a prostitute and killed herself. She's like, that's cool. Sounds like we have a lot in
Martha.
Common. Yeah.
Martha.
There's a picture of her right there. Everybody says she was really pretty.
And yeah, that, like, yeah, that picture was the most unflattering picture.
Man.
It had her baby weight still on her and shit. I'm like, God damn, why did you get a better picture of her?
Her bonding over prostitution was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. So,
one thing I did like about that episode that I will say is you found out a little bit more about Nick, and they called him a faker.
That
was interesting. I thought he was dope. I guess he's not that. Maybe he literally is dope.
That was terrible. He's the Sammy Sosa of the Twilights.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire.
Jose
Canseco, whatever. All of them. He's all of them put together.
Yeah, yeah. He's basically doping just to, like, punch above his weight, and that's what we find out
in
this episode.
Honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you. I lost respect for him.
Yeah, that unraveled
a little bit.
All of his character.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I felt like him being deaf, I already felt like, all right, cool, you already gave him one. Now he's had to take all this other shit. Like, he's taking, he's doping up and stuff. I felt like, he was one of my favorite characters, and now I'm like, all right, now I don't like anybody on this fucking show.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You're a piece of shit, too.
Yeah.
And they said, too, he even said he'd be like a B.
Barely a B level.
Yeah.
He'd be a B at best.
At
best. If he wasn't
like a low
doped
B.
up all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a mid to low B, I thought he said. Yeah, so we got that bit of information, but what ends up coming out of that is we find out what's weird, too, is that one of the little girl's bodyguards has superpowers, but he's not a Twilight. So we get kind of a taste of that, which ends up coming up later. But Nick is there, and he's fighting with these two other Twilights. And it turns out the girl is, it looks like somebody they know, one of Danny's guys. And Warwick, when he shows up, recognizes her as, like, the long-lost sister that we've never heard about up until now.
Yeah.
And so when this fight gets resolved, you know, basically Nick gets really badly wounded, and Warwick shoots up a flare to ask for help. Ginger, the redheaded girl from the guild, shows up and kind of puts a stop to things.
Hold on. Just one thing about that flare. How many fucking times did they show how many people saw the stupid flare?
Conservatively, four or five times.
It was I was just, okay, I get it.
They could have just,
Okay.
many. It was just really funny because I've been in Robin. I've been like in a writer mode lately, and I'm just like, how story goes and shit. And I was just seeing that, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how, from a story perspective, how stupid is that? Like, I got the call, and it's like everybody fucking.
Everybody had to get the back signal and be like, all right.
And only one person showed up. Yeah. So, like, why did we bother seeing all of these other people?
Oh, look at that. Somebody needs help.
They were just driving. And he saw it, and then dude just kept fucking driving. It's just like, okay, no screeching of the tires, turning them around. Yeah. Like, oh, shit, it's the flare. Like, he just saw it when he was driving. He
no
was like,
sense
oh.
of urgency at all from any of these jackasses.
If it doesn't mean anything to that guy, why would it mean anything to us that he sees it?
But I have to say, I love this episode. I did like a little bit. With the two hunters coming in and whipping ass. That little kid, to me, I thought he was so, like, naive and cool at the same time. Yeah. But he's such a child.
I like the dude with the wire.
The dude with the wire was tight, too.
Marco?
He was tight. I like him. But for the hunters, the kid was just, like, so he clearly didn't have his – he clearly a child, but he was whooping ass.
Yeah, I mean,
and taking a beating, but still just being like, hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah, he took a full punch from that one dude Galahad and was still like, you know, hey, like, this is fine. He, like, caught the punch and was just like, man, you punch real good.
Yeah.
And then, like, threw him over. Yeah. So they have this fight, and Ginger, the redheaded girl from the guild, shows up. She's the only one, I think, that answers the flare. Even though the police are all outside, Erica and Mikhail, the two Twilights, get away. And
she fucks them up, doesn't she?
She fucked up Nick. And right as she was about to do something about it, that's when the guild showed up and was just like, hey, you better get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And it turns out there's an S ranking, which is what this redheaded girl
is. Of course
there's
more of a ranking.
So there's a higher ranking than A.
But I'm saying the girl fucked some shit up, though.
She went in there and did a little bit of, I think, quick damage to, like, the kid. And then she stopped. She stopped, I think, a hit from the girl or something like that. She like either took a knife or she did something. I forgot what she did.
Yeah, she did something.
Yeah,
her speed. Because
she about to kill Nick, and she like
Yeah, she stopped that.
Stopped the knife or grabbed the knife and did something.
Yeah, but she doesn't grab the blade until later when those other non-Twilight Hunters show up.
Oh, okay. What's interesting though that I found interesting is you guys know in One Punch Man, the hero rating system is exactly the same as the tag system.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I noticed that.
Yeah. So after that fight wraps up, the only thing that really comes to consequence is that Work is like, oh, turns out that girl, I know her. It's Delico's sister. And then we get like this flashback that explains where he came from. And we're on episode 10 at this point or something like that. And it's like, well, I don't know. Like, you're just bringing up a long lost sister now. And
it's great.
Okay,
it's great.
Yeah,
welcome. Welcome to the show, new person.
That's the shield.
Yeah, that's the shield, the dude that's supposed to be blocking or helping Danny.
Yeah.
And so back at Dr. Theo's office, Nick is getting patched up with some of the other people that were hurt in the fight, like Galahad and Marco, the dude with the watch. Then Connie, the girl that runs the gun shop, shows up and gets really mad at him and is just like, you need to take better care of yourself. So it turns out they're together. Really, I don't think anything else really happens that episode. Work goes back to, we find out Dr. Theo is making Celebrare and giving it to people, but that doesn't really line up with anything else because I thought that's what the little girl's family was doing, was distributing the Celebrare, so that doesn't line up.
Maybe they're giving it to the doctor too?
But they said that he made it. And then he was just giving it out to kids and
Nick. I think they said that specifically what he does is he synthesizes like different compounds of it. So maybe they're giving him the raw. And then
the black market gives him the materials.
And that girl
he needed,
is technically the black market. She's like a mob family, isn't she?
Mm-mm. She's with him.
That's why I hate this show. This show's stupid.
He just makes it and then gives it out.
No, but my point being is like her family is a mob family. So if that they're distributing some kind of drug, then they're technically the black market in the way we define black markets, right?
Right.
So if they have that, he's getting it from the black market. Why wouldn't he possibly be getting it from her? Because they didn't say that he isn't getting it from her.
He just said he gets it from the black market.
But what I'm saying is like, why couldn't they be the black market?
I don't think she would.
I don't think
it's true. Well, they're in charge of this. They're supposed to be in charge of the distribution, but then they say that he's making it and giving it away.
Mm. But he's not making it though. He has to buy it.
He's buying the materials.
He's buying the raw materials and
He's making a celebrator himself.
Yeah, he's making all the uppers and downers. Yeah. They said that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I understand the confusion.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon. I'm not entirely sure that that's not the case.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they said they give him.
I just want to argue about something, man. I'm sorry. Like, this show sucks.
Next episode.
This show is so bad.
Yeah, so Warwick, after that, he goes back to his place, and Alex is looking after one of this baby that was one of the Twilight's kids
that got killed at the club.
Where
the fuck did this baby come from?
It was like, that was baby, yeah.
Yeah, I know, and then they explain it as one of the prostitutes, one of the women.
Yeah, where did the baby come from?
But it just was a random fuck. They didn't explain that till the next episode.
I think it was from the baby of one of the people that they had saved in episode 8 that we had watched. The episode that Nick and Warwick saved those Twilights on their way to Bastard, the club.
Here's the thing.
I think one of them had a kid.
We shouldn't have this much confusion.
Yes,
that's how
I agree.
You know the story is that bad.
Yes.
And it's just like, it was just a random fucking baby. They just episode started with a baby.
Yeah.
And it was like, where did this? I was thinking for a second, I didn't watch something. I'm like, did it just skip over an episode?
Yeah, I was like, maybe I got to watch the recap. And I was like, still not watching the recap.
No.
But honestly, if the baby is not of importance, I mean, I honestly don't give a shit.
No.
The baby played zero.
No. At one point, she's just like, oh, good news. The orphanage is going to take it. And I'm like, good? Question mark?
Right.
I mean, like, who cares?
Well, right.
And then it's just.
And he ID'd him. He had Warwick at the coroner's place IDing her. And like, oh, yeah, she was one of the people that worked at Bastard. And it's like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I knew that. Have we gotten to the part with the Broskin kid?
I guess what I didn't talk about from episode 9 is that episode ends with the Corsica people kind of getting together being like, oh, those Twilights didn't finish the job, but we've got these other people coming in, and it's Alex's brother, the one that she's been looking for, this kid Emilio, kind of comes in, and he's involved with these other like Twilight Hunters. Cool. I mean, I guess. And that's how the episode 10 starts, is them like up on top of the rooftop, like about to start their whole strike and their attack against the Twilights.
That had no way. Like, I know when they wrote that and they made that, they had the idea when you see these guys, you're like, oh shit, if they're stronger than Erica and the little boy, that this about to get real. But like, that held no weight to me.
No,
like,
none.
And then they did something that pissed me off. I don't know if it was when the Erica and the little boy are with them, but they did their famous cutaway. Like, they was about to get at it. And then they cut away, and then you cut back. Yeah, it was with Eric and the little boy, and they cut back. Yeah, when they fought the dreadhead dude and then the dude with the Marco.
Yeah.
They was about to fight him. They was like, okay, you know, because he was like, look at these guys. They got me. And they was like, okay, fight him for real. And I was like, okay. Then they cut away to him shooting the flare. Then they cut back, and then they all fucked up. And it's like,
yeah,
why didn't you just show the fucking fight?
Like, same thing happened when these hunters showed up, and that girl with the axe, like, started kind of, like, getting the drop on some people.
Yeah.
Like, it showed her landing in front of some dudes. I was like, oh, shit, she's about to do some shit. And then it literally cut away to something else and came back, and their bodies are just on the ground. And it's like, why would you cut away to show
you know
not
what?
Show that?
I think in the uncut episode, because the uncut episodes that I was watching,
yeah,
they were showing a lot of her going to work.
They do end up showing some of that, like when they start like the attack on the guild in earnest. Because like what ends up happening is like Bastard's getting their shit back together. Loretta and Alex are hanging out, but Loretta's like kind of tripping out because she's seeing that Alex is still, you know, having these hallucinations from the TB. So she's like, I'm going to go. I got stuff I got to do. And so she goes back to Bastard. And while that's going on, these hunters attack the Twilight Guild, like their section of the town, and start like fucking up all these Twilight mercenaries. And, you know.
So they did show that in the
yeah. So like they start cutting the phone lines because Galahad's talking to one of the dudes at the at the guild, and he's saying like, oh, send over Doug to help us out with some extra security since shit's, you know, not great right now. And their phone line gets cut, and the dude at the guild's like, all right, everybody get to your station, like, you guys go check out the communication. Doug, like, you go tell people we're probably under attack. Like, and then as they're on their way out of, like, as he's out of on his way out of that district, that's when she like jumps down and like chops the dude's arm off and like chops another dude in half, and then they're running and like but still, the animation wasn't good. Like, if you look at it, like, it's all very simply drawn, and like you're seeing a lot of shit just through like shadows and silhouettes and stuff. And
yeah, if you're gonna do an uncut version, you might as well give me the uncut raw.
Yeah, absolutely.
If that's the case, why give me? I think the uncut really just added cursing. I don't know if they were saying like fuck and stuff on there.
Yeah, they were.
They were. Then what's the difference between the uncut?
No idea.
Oh God.
No idea.
This is making me even more upset about this show. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So all of that goes down, and Doug is trying to get out of there while this attack is going down. Like, so these hunters, which are not Twilights apparently, start like wrecking a bunch of Twilights that I guess are like, you know, low level shit. And as they're fighting their way to the compound, Doug's trying to run away when another hunter like slashes him up.
He goes out like a bitch.
He really does.
Yeah, he's like, I never saw it. First, like when he's trying to run away, he sees the guy, like the guy's like, run. And before he's like, run, he's like, I didn't even see that motherfucker move.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're an A0 without drugs.
Yeah. You hang out with this redheaded girl, the ginger girl.
That's an S.
That does the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
How do you not see
And then he walking around, he just slash. Like, he just fucking drive by them and then
bounces, yeah.
But like, I have a question. And this will tell you if the show matters to you or not. Because they built up Doug. They gave Doug a whole episode.
Mm. Yep.
They've done a whole character development about his past, about who he is and everything like that. Did anybody give a fuck when Doug got slashed up?
Not really.
You know what? I care a little bit.
I didn't give a fuck.
And I understand. I get that. I get not giving a fuck at all. Mm-hmm. And when he did it, because like him and Nick were the two guys that I liked the most on the show.
Yeah.
And when he got slashed up, I was like, oh, damn, Doug might die. But I wasn't like no, Doug can't die. I was just like, damn, he might die. Damn.
I was more pissed off at how he died. And how
I was pissed at that.
Out, he didn't go out fighting. He just got
he just
fucking
took
slashed. Like,
he just took it.
Stabbed right and that's it. And then only part that was weird to me is like when he was dying, he tried to give him the shot and he slapped it out of his hand. It's like, bro, what the fuck? Why'd you do that? Like, you wanted to go out so hard, but it's like,
what made me upset about that whole thing was that they could have showed him talking. Why was he understood him?
And he would say nothing, and then Galahad what ends up happening is Galahad is like, oh shit, something's going down, so he's trying to get to town. What's crazy to me is Doug is like, I have to get out of here. I gotta tell people we're under attack, and everybody outside of the village is like, oh shit, like there's a bunch
like
of
they're
smoke.
Under attack.
Yeah. They're under attack. So what are you doing? It was a total sacrifice in vain. It served zero purpose. But yeah, Galahad gets there and finds him. On his way there, he's just like, all right, everybody, like, normals, get out of here. If you see somebody, like, bleeding, don't help. Don't get involved. Like, okay, great.
Yeah.
So then he finally gets to Doug. Yeah, Doug says nothing. He's like, no, I totally understand. It, like, just says the dialogue for him and is like, yeah, I'll take your tags, buddy. Like, cool.
That shit is stupid.
Next.
But you guys know that about the – that's another thing to recap kind of helped me with is, like, the compensation. I never really tripped off of that. Like, that's why, you know, Nick is deaf, and then that's why Doug is, like, 20 plus years old, but little, young, like, small, like, all of them. But that's the only compensations that they talk about. They don't talk about anybody else's compensation.
No.
They should have talked about as a whole, like, these are the main things that happen. Mm-hmm. When you take the when you're Twilight and take these type of drugs, yeah. They didn't do that, did they?
No, not really.
No. And they should have gave like, all right, the top five things that happen when you take these drugs is either some type of ailment or to where you lose a sense,
something,
and whatever
and
like that.
And
so
the
we
sense
know.
Shit, the nose mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, you gotta throw off their nose. It's like, what the fuck?
Senses.
That hasn't been mentioned at all.
It's just like, yo, you gotta throw off their senses, like while they're fighting. And then I have one other. I just don't have to bring this up. That pissed me off so much.
Yeah,
when Doug was about to leave. The guy looks over at some kids that are just sitting there, and he's like, Lancelot, Arthur, you guys do this. Mm. I'm like, you can't throw out Lancelot and Arthur and then have nothing happen with those two people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, they're all named after, like, characters from the Knights of the Round Table. Even Galahad is, technically. But
Lancelot
yeah.
and Arthur, though. Like, these are supposed to be the stars.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they were both girls, too.
Yeah.
No, Arthur was a guy.
Oh, was he? Yeah. I mean, all right.
No, maybe it's a girl.
I think that the compensation like that could have been a really dope part of the show.
Yeah,
like like fucking Twilight's fighting each other and trying to figure out what their compensation is, why they're fighting, and then use that to their advantage in the fight. Yeah. And you fighting like, oh, this nigga, this motherfucker, deaf. Yeah. All right, well, you know, I don't, man.
No, but you're totally right. Like, other than Doug and Nick, like, what's Galahad's compensation?
Right.
Yeah. What's Ginger's compensation?
Yeah.
Big titties, like what? Like,
yeah, no idea. Mm. And the funny part to me, I was just thinking about during the recap episode. They're talking about like the different powers they can have. One of them, they're just like ripping signs out of the ground. Like,
right.
Their power can take many forms. I'm like, that's ripping signs out of the ground is not a power.
Right.
It said
punching holes in the ground, ripping signs out of the
hate this show.
Punching holes in the ground.
It's like fucking Mad
Libs. Picking up tables could be one of the skills that you might get.
So I'm over here even looking like, because I found a website that tells us it's fandom.
Okay.
It's telling me like the ranking and like of all the different like Twilights and all that. It's very frustrating. Because Galahad, you know his ranking?
What?
You want to guess anybody from what you've seen?
He's got to be like at the bottom.
No, right? he's pretty good.
Oh, well, he's been fighting though.
The Galahad, like A or B?
I was going to say like an A2, like A1.
A0.
I mean, that sounds about right, I guess.
No,
it
doesn't.
Like a B.
I think he's like a B.
He doesn't ever like outwardly win a fight. He always needs help fighting whoever he's fighting.
Galahad's the big black dude, right?
Yeah.
With the
I guess he's black. He might be.
Yeah, whatever.
Fucking.
But then Ginger,
Mexican, like,
you know Ginger's rank?
Yeah, she's an S5, right?
S something. Yeah,
S5. They showed it like because they specifically mentioned it.
Robbie's photographic ass memory. Yeah, so that's what I was trying to find was I wanted to see like what the reason I was looking at this right now is because I was like, what's up with Lancelot and Arthur? Mm. Is what I want to know. So I was trying to look and see. Like, what is Lancelot? What is Arthur's? Like, what's their ranking?
Is Sir on there?
No, they're just a dead body that got fucking strewn about during that attack. They just got killed, probably.
It just makes me so mad.
Yeah.
So Sir's not even on there. So Ginger's the top one?
No, Sir's not on here. It's not ranked like in order. It just has, like, characters, and you can click on it, and you can go and then look into their details. Oh, okay. And see.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just categorizes.
Even the wiki's
like, there's the main normals, here's the Twilights, and then there's the superhuman normals. So like, superhuman normals would be like Stryker or Beretta or Colt. You know?
Which is a shitty deal. Think about being a Twilight and then somebody getting the same level powers as you, but
none
they
of
ain't
the bad, none of the drawback.
Man, ain't that some bullshit?
It
I'd
is. Be so mad.
And how, from a story perspective, it's like,
well,
go ahead, Rob. Yeah.
So this attack is going on. Doug gets killed. Elsewhere, back at the Monroe house, Delico's like, all right, I got to go look for my sister. He and Yang go and take off to do that. They have like this buddy cop thing where they're kind of searching through town looking for his sister, looking for Erica. And Warwick is kind of back and forth between the office and the Monroe compound. Meanwhile, Ivan kind of gets Danny alone and it's just like, hey, old man, like it's time, and kind of reveals that he's a bad guy, I guess. Mm. Back at the Twilight shit, the hunters get on the roof and kind of throw out a challenge to Sir. And, like, she opens up these huge, like, bay doors or whatever that.
First of all, Sir and Ginger are getting it in.
Oh,
but they got it in last night or whatever. So
oh, yeah.
They got a little thing going on.
And what's funny, too, is Ginger's, like, trying to put on her outfit.
Yeah.
She's, like, struggling to get it over her head.
Yeah.
And then it literally stretches around her entire shoulders.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make any fucking sense. But anyway, so they're out there and
the shit they're robbing. I didn't realize that, but you're right.
So the hunters are out there on the rooftop and they're just like, hey, sir, Gino, whatever, like, we're here to fight you. And Gina's like, psh, you're not even worth my time. Like, you kill 1,500 of my men. Like, who cares?
I really like the girl with the axe, though. She's kind of like, she's on some raw shit. I like her.
She's cutting people down.
Yeah. What's her name?
I have no idea.
I think it was like
Lollipop Axe Bitch.
It was like, yeah. Not Sig. It was something like that. I think they're supposed to be Russian
Sig.
Or something.
It's Sig. And the other Sig. Dude with the, like the little two, with the like kind of like the thing from the dude from My Hero that kind of covers his face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's.
That his name.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he has a two, he looks two like little a thing. But he's dope too. Something.
Yeah, and he tries to take a shot at Sir, and Ginger catches that shit and breaks it off, and they're like, oh, shit. Like, people don't usually catch his attacks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're like, all right, this might be some fun, actually.
But I love that Sir was just like they came and Sir didn't even flinch. Sir was just like, I don't have to do anything.
She literally says, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah. And that's
handle this shit.
And that to me was like, all right, this show clearly has potential.
Yeah.
Or had potential because Sir is clearly dope.
Don't you ever give this show the accolades.
I mean, the possibility.
It has
flashes.
I'll
give
you that.
Because,
yeah.
Like, all the characters, like Ginger and Sir, are clearly two dope ass characters, or could be two dope ass characters.
Are we polishing the turd right now?
Yes, definitely. Because, okay. I mean, I
guess that would be yes.
They have those characters, but instead we spend our time, like, getting to hear about, like, fucking Delico and, like, D level shit.
Babies that we don't know
like,
anything
who
about.
Who cares?
You're fucking baby. We got a 5-minute running singing number.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is all time wasted.
Yeah. And Alex is having like more hallucinations, like remembering her brother, who's now leading this attack on the city. Because right as this shit's about to happen, like they're about to go after Sir, Emilio, her brother, who's staying in the shadows, shoots at them and is just like, "Hey, it's not time yet. Like we got to get the fuck out of here."
Shoots
and so,
what a fucking I don't even know what cannon, but it was weird because it came down from another angle, but then they looked over from a totally opposite angle
and he's
and
down.
Was like. What?
Yeah, where does that come from? Back at the at Bastard, Marco is kind of like recognizing where all the shit is happening. Oh, and also Warwick like bumped into one dude, that guy Stryker that had the silver hair or whatever and tribal tattoos. And Marco is like, oh, is one of the guys attacking have silver hair and tribal tattoos? And they say no. And he's like, I still got to check on this shit. So he runs out of there. He goes to check on Connie, who shows up at her shop or her grandmother's shop and helps this lady like buy cigarettes. And she's like, oh, you smell like this guy I used to know, meaning Marco, and like kidnaps her. Mm-hmm. Marco gets back in the last episode. Marco gets back to Bastard and is explaining to. Because
Marco and Connie are together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And he's explaining to Loretta and I guess Nick who shows up there as well, like, and this is what pissed me off, that he's like, well, obviously, as we all know, there are humans that have superpowers that they don't get it from Celebrare and they don't have any of the bad things that the Twilights have. And I'm like, okay, you just gave everybody watching the show a giant fucking middle finger because why would there be any prejudice against any Twilights if there are literally humans born with superpowers that have no sort of compensation?
Yeah.
Why would they even care about Twilights in the first place? Why would Twilights exist if these superhumans are just born every once in a while?
They're
more powerful than Twilights. What the fuck does this even mean?
So Twilights don't even have the upper hand.
I had an assumption about it because they don't explain shit. The only assumption I could imagine is that Twilights were something that people created.
Yes.
For war, right?
Yeah.
So I'm imagining they just got really, really good at it. And it's just like over time, the technology advanced of how they created the original Twilights. They stopped making them, but they made so many at that point that now they're like, okay, now we're making the new shit. And the new shit are these superhumans that like they're the Twilight squared.
Well, but, no, they said that they're Twilights born.
Yeah.
And then it's like residual effects of like maybe their grandfather or somebody was a Twilight or something. And then it's like the residual effects of them, so they carry on the gene.
But did we ever figure out where Twilights come from?
Well, yeah, no. So that's the thing is that Twilights, the tags originally came from like a war where they were giving people the Celebrare for drugs.
Yeah, right.
But like, it can't be that they were descendants of those people because those people are still Twilights. Like, people born to Twilights are still Twilights. They're it's like they're you know, like people that take heroin or whatever, sometimes babies are born dependent still on the drug.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing where they're born, they still need the Celebrator to survive.
Yeah.
So like Twilights have Twilights. Like, so that just line continues. But with these superhumans, they're saying just randomly, sometimes humans are born with powers totally just not even connected to Celebrator.
It makes my brain hurt.
So just, and out of, they're dropping this on us in what is the last episode. As he's explaining this, and he's apparently one of them and was one of these hunters, and when he defected, they cut his fucking face up, and he ended up going to work for the one of the four families.
The girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whose dad was, I guess, a Twilight.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah. He wasn't a Twilight, but he was pro-Twilight.
Yeah.
And so all that ends up happening is then Stryker, the dude with the silver hair, ends up attacking the Monroe compound. Wark and this other dude end up fighting him, and Wark gets his ass kicked out a fucking window. And then Danny is with Ivan, and he's just like, oh, you got to go talk to the head of the Korsica family. They're probably going to kill him. We don't see that. And Nick is going to look for Connie.
Can we just pause for a second? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you see Keenan's face right now? Like, you look so unhappy. I've never seen you look so... Ice, too. Oh, my God.
What, man?
Y'all both look so unhappy.
Oh, my
God. I've never seen this face on either one of you. I did mean to interrupt you. I apologize. But I've just looked over. I just looked up at these guys. And I've just never seen such unhappiness during this podcast.
I'm waiting for Rob to wrap this up so we can just destroy and then get the fuck out of
here. I'm delaying that. I apologize.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Is that...
And
into
the war on
dying.
The ground. Dying, yeah. Wishing, because he said he wished he was a Twilight, right?
No, he said he never wished he was. He never, just always wanted to be there for him.
Right. No.
I think he just wants to be a superhuman Twilight. He's like, I like that they can jump around and fight and shit, but I don't want to die in my early 30s.
But he's got a superpower, this whole, like, memory thing that he has.
If I could have any superpower from the show, I'd probably have his.
Yeah, it's fucking dope.
It's like yours.
Not quite.
That's kind of you in the show, Rob. Let's keep it real.
Memory? I would be afraid to have memory because I would be afraid to have, like, live on with shit that I can't. I would want to forget some shit.
I get that, but at the same time, it's like, do you see how my man reads books?
Oh, reading book wise, yes.
That's
amazing.
What I'm saying. He literally just flips through the pages and he's just like, I have read this now. Do you know how much you could learn? Like, you could have every skill set available.
You know, all languages.
You
know?
You guys remember those, like, old speed reading infomercials from, like, the early 2000s, late 90s? They'd literally, like, do that shit. Just like, the guy would just be, like, flipping pages. Like, I'm speed reading this whole thing. Get you up to, like, hundreds of words per minute. You guys don't remember that?
No.
Shit. I bet you do, though.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Yeah, I know you remember.
That's how you know what you know now. You actually called. And
I gave him a call. Yeah, I was just like, hey, hook me up. I'll try to find that commercial later.
All right, y'all. Let's get to the shits, man.
I mean, that's it. Nothing comes to any kind of resolution.
Yeah, the show completely ends with Warwick laying on the ground bleeding out.
And Nick, like, jumping from rooftop to rooftop saying, like, none of this is worth it.
Yep.
Nothing is going to change.
It was kind of cool how he jumped around, but he's just, like, upside down the whole time.
Yeah.
None of this is worth it.
No. Yeah. No, that's worth it.
Give your opinion. Go ahead.
Can we also end our opinions with a numerical value ranking it from 0 to 10? 10 being the best anime we've ever seen.
Or an anime ranking of where it could be at.
So zero is an option. Okay.
Zero is
1 to 10. One to ten.
All right. Go ahead. Ice, you want to go first?
Fuck this show, man. I think, honestly, I'm trying to, like, because I compare it to the worst show we watched, which is Samurai Champloo. And I'm trying to think of, like, which
this
is worse
than Samurai Champloo?
And is no. One thing I will give Samurai Champloo, that at least they have, from just thinking about it, the two memorable fights. When he fought the blind dude, I mean the woman, that fight was fucking fire. And we saw the fight. It was a good fight. And then the fight in the very beginning where he fought the gay dude that never came back, which was one of my biggest gripes because he was dope. But at least they had...
So you didn't think the final fight in Samurai Champloo
was dope? The final fight was dope, too.
It was cool, yeah.
There was, like, another fight. In the first fight, in the first episodes when they fought each other, was pretty dope. Like, when he caught the fucking sword with his foot and they were flipping through that restaurant.
When Mugen was fighting, that was okay.
Yeah, there's, like, four or five good fights
but
in that show.
It was a couple fights.
You're just remembering because you want to hate it.
But
please,
no,
continue.
I'm saying it's...
You ain't shit.
It's mixed in with 27 muddled episodes of bullshit. But
still ain't shit.
I digress.
Five good fights, 27 episodes.
I just...
Shut up, Rob.
Yeah, that's still not a good ratio. But then I think about
it's better
it,
it's than
like,
this.
You take, what is it, 12 episodes, 13 episodes, whatever it is.
With zero good fights.
And there's nothing was memorable to me. Nobody stuck out. There wasn't an overarching, you know, deep story like Trigun. It was like, at least, you know, with Trigun, you got something, you felt something when you left it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't Baki where it was like, story is garbage, but the fighting is dope. Like, there was just nothing There's nothing. Like, there is nothing. Only so wait, thing, Sir, was the highlight.
So what's your ranking?
Yeah.
That shit got to be a negative fucking two.
Ooh,
negative, so anything, huh?
Have you ever seen? Is this the worst anime you've ever seen?
It's up there for sure.
Give this, yeah. Give this. Right. What's a Twilight ranking? Like a D5.
This shit. That this shit is a fucking normal. That yeah. shit. Is
great.
This shit is a normal.
Oh, that's
great.
Funny. It's like a normal, but a weak normal. Like
no,
normal
yeah. with, that was that fucking baby.
Normal with cancer.
That baby. Brandon, that baby was still a Twilight.
What's your your feelings? Your
so brain. My feelings on the show is that this is the first time I've ever watched an anime that like I wanted to do anything. I literally told you guys last episode I'd rather would do my taxes than watch this anime. I did my taxes.
Brennan almost quit twice on this episode and
I almost didn't show up today. Yeah. Like, cause I was just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about I like sitting with y'all. I like talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't give a fuck about this anime in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think Ice made a really good point. There's nothing memorable. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm a horrible person. The only thing that I can even like when I look back on it, it's just like, this is the only anime I've seen that just, I guess, showed prostitutes having sex. And that's like the only thing different.
And not even like hardcore. So it wasn't like something that would really keep you interested. So
no, it was just like, all right, well, I guess that's something.
And you don't even see nothing. Not that
that's
I'm
a thing.
Like go to, I go to
yeah,
anime
you just see him
for
finish
my
it
sake,
up,
but
you
don't ever
yeah.
see like you gonna have women out here like that, and this story is trash. You gotta show me some titties. Like,
well, I'll say this gonna, actually.
Spawn level.
Wait. Actually, let me think. This could be the one positive. Correct me if I'm wrong. This might be the only. I'm trying to think. Is this? This is probably the least sexist anime we've seen.
No way.
What?
No way.
Trigun is.
I know they womanized the shit like out of the two chicks and that. All I'm saying is in this
everybody,
one,
everybody both Millie and the other girl are very clothed. They're not super busty or anything like that.
Yeah, but they get like
and they got a lot of moments. I think I understand what you're saying. In Trigun, they had moments too where it was a little sexist, but they also gave them to where they were like
they
strong women and they were like holding
but,
their own.
And that's what
ground.
I'm saying. But in this anime, like the strongest person that we saw was a woman, Sir. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm trying to pull something out
but,
here.
But her right hand, but she wakes up in the bed next to a busty woman that's naked, and then
who's
the
also
other main
one of the most
kid,
powerful people in the show.
The two dopest are the two.
But
chicks.
But it's still how they it's the visualization of it too. Because Kill la Kill, the main characters are women, but they're
yeah.
super
yeah,
sexualized.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Very so true. It's very similar, actually.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I'm just Skip. All right. So all right, Skip. my ranking.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. For me, I can't think of any show. Or anime that I enjoyed less that I actually watched.
Mm-hmm. If you had to recommend this to somebody, what would be the reason that you recommended it?
I would recommend it to somebody that I didn't like.
But say you want somebody you did like. If you said, hey, this show, I'm recommending you this show for what reason?
I would say I recommend this show to you so you can study how they failed.
Yeah.
Because it's failed on so many different levels. Mm. It's like you can learn a lot from failure. So learn it from their failure so you don't make the same mistake.
Like assuming if somebody's going like, to make an anime.
Exactly. Yeah. So if somebody's like, I have this anime idea that I want you to do, I'm like, all right, cool. Here's a good example of something that was done really well. Watch Megalobox, and you'll see that in these 12 episodes, not only is it complete and wrapped up, there's room for more growth.
Yeah.
It's really well done. It's enjoyable. The animation is good. The soundtrack works. There's a couple things that don't necessarily work perfectly, but overall, you're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a really, really high-level anime. And then on the other side of it, you have this piece of shit ass, sorry piece of shit ass, fucking hating show that I hate so much that you should learn from, that this is, you should learn from for all the reasons you should watch this and understand why you hate it and why it's not as good as something else you would watch.
Yeah.
Because we could sit here and identify. We could sit here for another hour and identify all the things we don't like about the show.
Yeah.
So that's why I was going out of my way to try to figure out something I did.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything. Only thing I would say, I like it that now we can say, like we've been able to pull from Baki, say, yo, motherfucker got Kato'd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's going to last forever. And now... You know what I'm saying? But yo, like, is it gangsta level? Like, no.
That's
nothing
the
is gangsta level. It's like, this is our new low. We have a basement, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Welcome
that
to Anime
all agree
Shun.
On.
Yeah, that we all agree
Welcome
on.
Welcome to Anime Shun. We have found our basement. Maybe Rob, that's another title.
We have found our basement.
That's, that's a good title.
Yeah, it is.
I would agree with that. I would watch Samurai Champloo 3-4 times all the way through before I would watch this show one more time.
That's real.
That's.
And I mean that. That's not an exaggeration.
He doubled down on it, though. He's like, no, I really mean that.
I really would.
Oh, my God. Okay, watch this anime again, or Syracuse never makes it to the NCAA championship.
Oh, I watch this again. No, of course. I would watch this shit again. I watch this shit once per year if we could get, like, another championship.
Well, I watch this shit once a week if we get him a chip.
That's so funny.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, a positive takeaway from this. I mean, I will say, watching the last episode, I didn't like it. And I wouldn't recommend this to anybody, but I will say that what I did find out from the last episode is this is obviously not, I came into this thinking this was going to be a 12 episode self-contained show. Yep. And by the time I got to the 12th episode, I was like, okay, that's not what this was ever going to be.
Yeah.
This was always going to be a long form thing that went on several seasons with a long story. But I think even on that level, they failed.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
Cause I don't want to see the second season.
No, not at all. I'm not at all interested. Like, there was no self-contained story.
There's not a second
story.
Season, right?
Mm-mm.
Good.
I mean,
somebody must have got that, too, because nobody, it came out in 2015. If they would have had a second season, it would have been made by
nobody's asking for this. Yeah. And again, Kenan, I hope that you did the homework that we asked you to do. I said, I want to know the motherfucker's name.
That's true. You did.
Remember? I was like, yo, last episode, I was like, I want to know who recommended this. I want to put their name on here. Kenan, who the fuck recommended that we watch this piece of
okay.
shit show?
I don't have the name, but I do know where it came from.
Okay.
Two people it came from. The first guy, I don't know. The guy that we got it off online.
I want you to get to
I
know
forgot.
Him.
But the guy that recommended to me face-to-face, we were out to eat. I was in Sacramento, and it was this guy named Kyle, and he brought his friend who was, like I said, a Polynesian cat. For sure, he was the one that recommended it to me.
Okay.
Do you have any way to get in contact with him?
Yes, through my boy Kyle. Yes.
All right, everybody on animation, I want you to get in contact with him. I would like to talk to him.
Yeah,
I really do. I want to talk to
We're
him.
We're gonna cause and I go ahead, Rob. Finish up. What's your scale?
Yeah. I mean, I'd give this a one. This is easily the worst anime I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not saying that like. I'm sure there's stuff out there that's worse. I'm going to, honestly,
yeah,
I'm sure
yeah,
there
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
But of the, like Brendan was saying, of the things that I've sat down and like actually finished, this is easily the worst thing I've watched.
Yeah. And going just to slide into mine, just to get this over with. Whew. Yeah, it's definitely one of the worst. The only positives that I got out of it is that there were characters that I felt like I was going to start to like, which was,
I would agree with that.
Lollipop Axe Bitch.
Her tongue was gross, though. I don't know. Yeah, I was like, stop showing me that tongue.
Yeah, yeah. I liked the hunters. Mm. The hunters is who, like, I was like, yo, I was kind of like on their side in the sense of like, cause at least they're exciting to watch in the sense.
I will say that, but give the show time, you would learn to not like the hunters.
Possibly,
just like we just learned not to like the Twilights.
I'm not disagreeing with that. With how they did this shit, I'm sure they would have fucked it up in some type of way.
For sure.
But from what I watched, this is my thing. Just like we said, Samurai Champloo could have condensed this down to probably 12 to 15 episodes or so and would have been a dope-ass show if they would have condensed like all the bullshit down to like just 12 to 15 episodes. They could have, like these last four episodes, they could have put a lot of that shit in here early on and get out the other filler and bullshit that was in there. And this show would have been fire.
Yeah.
But obviously, they didn't do that.
No,
and that was what I was mad at when I watched the end. I was like, a lot of this stuff could have been set up front, to at least set it up, like who these people are. They got hunters. They always come after Twilights and stuff like that. So we got to watch out for them. Mm-hmm. And then they finally just make their move. It's kind of like My Hero when it's like when the bad guys eventually make the move. But they always were set up to where it's like we're gonna make this move at some point.
Yeah.
And then they finally do. You're like, oh, shit. They went for it. And you're like, this is crazy.
Am I the only one that's upset that he compared this show in any way, shape, or form? To
it's not
well, no, but I totally hear what you're saying. Or even like Game of Thrones, where it's
right.
like, first scene of Game of Thrones, White Walkers.
Yeah.
Then you don't hear about that shit for like a fucking season. But when it starts to become a thing, you're like, oh, I've seen this. I understand what the stakes are.
Right.
And this, like when the hunters showed up, that could have been a similar effect. But instead it was just like, who the fuck are any of these people?
Yeah, they didn't. If they would have set them up, then I would have been like, okay, this is cool. And some like for me.
They would have set up the Twilights. That would have helped too.
That
but
too.
You even said the premise was dope because you said you explained it to Tony and Tony was like, that shit sounds dope.
Yeah, if you
so the premise of it sounds like
it
a
it sounds
dope
like a really
show.
It should be a really good show. It should be.
The execution was poor.
I want to punch the director in the throat.
Yeah, and I get that. And so like I would on a scale to 1 to 10, I'm with Ice. I would I would have to go to a zero.
Yeah. He said negative two.
He said negative two. Yeah, he's worse.
He said it normal.
Because at least for me, there was points and times where I was like I said, with the hunters, I was like, I kind of got excited. I was like, oh, they going to work. Okay. I kind of, the last four episodes, I got through because of the hunters. Easily. Yeah. Easily.
They helped.
It definitely helped in the sense of like, because this shit was just bad. I do have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Would you guys want to be a hunter? Not a hunter. I'm sorry, Twilight. Would you risk?
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope.
Any type of ailment? Nothing? Nope. No type of sense?
Nope.
I would be worth it? I'd be like a hunter.
I don't have anybody to kill, so I don't know. Like, if I had people that I was like, I have to avenge my family or some shit, then I was like, yeah, I might start taking some Celebrex shit and do it. But like, otherwise, like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Like, nobody. I'll be dead.
And this show didn't make it look cool.
And just for the record, they die in their early 30s.
Yeah.
I'm in
that's
my
why they call it
yeah,
that's
why they
call I got a year.
Right I'm on death's door right now.
Yeah, that, me too. Yeah, and that's why they call it Twilight, because they don't
get to the Twilight years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that really why you make that bullshit?
No, that's
where.
That's
I learned that from the recap.
You got to watch the recap episode. Everything makes sense now.
Everything makes sense because of that. Yeah, this is one of the worst animes. This is on the bottom that I had to finish.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's worse, like Slime.
I'd take Slime for this
any day.
We're gonna eventually watch Slime because I do want to compare it to this.
Yeah,
I don't think
see
it's comparable. If it's they're completely different kind
so
of shows.
So far, from what I watched, Slime is trash, but not nowhere. And I would say it's
what
better
we're
than
talking
Samurai
about. Just for the record, they're saying Slime. They're talking about the show is called The Time. I got reincarnated as a slime. Yeah. Please,
the couple parts I've seen it did have some real moments in it that I appreciate.
I haven't seen anybody but Brennan big up or recommend that show. So that's why it makes me a little nervous to watch it. With Gangsta, I have seen, like, even when we were watching it on YouTube, people said it was dope.
Yeah.
When I'm on the animation page and I'm looking at other people's things and they're putting their top 10 or top 20 animes, Gangsta's in there.
How?
Matter of fact, I got
for what?
What was your homegirl's name again that you had recommended me to?
Liz.
Liz. I got to see if she put hers in there. Because she gave me her list and
I would disown her.
Oh, man, I hope it's in there.
I do, too.
I'm not joking. I will completely never talk to her again.
No, you have to talk to her just to say why, and then at the end of it be like,
so, in the meantime, while he's looking at that, I have some other news that I want to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
First episode of One Punch Man Season 2 came out.
That is true.
Yes.
I think I'm going to sit on it. I think I'm going to wait a few weeks, wait for a few episodes to build up before I watch it.
I am watching it today. I'll watch it today, and I am very excited for it.
Is the animation different?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I have no idea. I haven't watched any previews. Yeah. I haven't watched anything.
I think it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
I watched a little bit of a trailer, I think.
Yeah, Dom came into the office today and sat next to me and started watching it. And I'm like, while I'm watching this, I'm like, why would you do this to me?
Don't do that.
Like, I'm watching this piece of shit ass show, and you're going to pull out One Punch Man?
And he's just watching this watch him watch it. And
also, Keenan, what are you thinking for the next? What are you thinking for what we're doing next?
Who vote is it? Rob, has you ever
played? This wasn't my vote. Remember, this is a crowd thing. So stop.
But
stop.
You,
we
no, it really was.
Don't put this on me.
It was his vote, though, because he's the one who pushed
to
make us do it.
I was just saying, who is
even
next?
Even Rob and you agreed. I was going to say I was going to finally recommend one. And this is one I haven't seen. Because if I would recommend one that I've seen.
It's going to be Mob Psycho.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but if it was when I had this, if it was when I was watching, either be Full Metal, which some of us have already seen, or I think almost all of us have already seen most of it.
That's super long.
It's too long. We'll be only one season, or it'll be Hunter Hunter, which is too long,
way longer.
Season two. but we only do the first season also. Yeah. Somebody told me that season two of Yu Yu Hakusho is way better.
It is. It is.
And he said we need to watch that.
We should go back.
I'd be down to watch a Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho was fun.
I say let's do
Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with Mob Psycho.
And then we'll get a Rob recommendation next for the next anime, and then we can go back to Yu Yu Hakusho for season two. If y'all,
or we can get an Ice recommendation.
We haven't got Ice one recommendation too, so we got to go.
He's gonna make us watch
Mob Psycho.
No, I would never. It's way too long. I would never do that.
So we go me,
I really
Rob,
appreciate that. I
Ice.
Appreciate you.
Yeah,
right
that
now.
Sounds good.
And then we'll go back to Yu.
I'm kind of excited for Mob Psycho too, because that's the same guy did One Punch Man, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I've been hearing good things about it. My cousin. So we have a reference point if it is trash. my personal blood cousin.
I already looked into it. It looks really good.
It looks good.
It looks nice. Yeah.
He said it. He said he told us. He's like, yeah, watch it. I think you'll like it.
But we have to. Are we gonna do an argument episode too?
Yeah, we have the next one. Our next episode to clean the palate.
yeah,
we'll find something to talk about.
My recommendation is saying something like, we defend our animes that people hate on. Like I defend Naruto, of course. And then, I don't know.
I got an argument about Naruto yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Your buddy Matt was here.
Yeah, he wants to be on the show.
He was super excited about Naruto. I was like, you got to talk to Ice.
I was just like, he was like, yeah, I want to be on the show. I was like, well, not with me, motherfucker. Like, like, you want to be on? I think he'd be good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he does like Naruto, but he also said, like, if you told him to just come on here and argue with everybody, he's like, I'll do that. I'll be that guy.
Yeah, he really wants to come and argue. And he'd be good at it, I think,
too. He would be, I think.
Yeah, I think he'd be really good at it. He's a writer for, like, network shows, so...
How would you guys want to do it? If there's, can we get another microphone or?
Ooh, I don't know if we could. We might have to have some.
Cameron, can we get another? We could do another episode. Another. We could have one more mic for the argument episode. That'll work.
Yeah, Cameron says it's possible. It's possible.
Cameron's okay. Our tech.
But what's the? But what is the episode though?
We'll find something to argue.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll
get it. Yeah, I'll send it to you guys, and then I'll let you guys argue. Naruto, or whatever.
We get to wrap up now? We're done with this shit. Done with this show?
I looked at Liz's list. This is wrap this up. But I looked at Liz's list. Yeah. She sent me a good, like, 50 anime.
Yeah.
Bro, it's not on there.
Oh, good.
I know that.
Out of 50 animes?
I know.
That tells me, and I'm she seems like she's watched a lot of shit.
If
like,
you've got 50 animes.
She's the only person I know that's probably seen more anime than me.
She's watched a lot.
Yeah.
And it seems like she's watched all seasons of a lot. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have this on there, so I'm not gonna fight this Samoan dude because he's a Samoan dude and they're just always bigger than us.
Yeah,
he seemed real calm, which means I think he can really fight. But I gotta tell him over Facebook, bro, you on that bullshit?
I will tell you from a distance.
Yeah, you on that?
Right. I'll write him a letter.
Shit.
Write him a letter.
Send it through Telegraph or smoke signals or something.
All right,
anonymously sign it.
All right, put your stuff, man. Drop your.
First off, I want to say. I don't think you watch more animes than me, Brennan.
We can fight. That could be our fight. I would put money on it. To be honest, I've spent way more of my life, too much of my life on it. I'm actually not even.
He's got a few years on you too, so he's got a head start.
I might put my money on Brennan with that one.
Right.
I don't like to.
Like I don't say a lot, but I've like.
Did you go through my Crunchyroll account? Look at my queue.
Yeah, that's what made me.
I only started that a year ago.
I went through it and I've watched a lot,
but that's only just 1 year. Is my point. Like, I had to watch every... doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I guess I know what we're arguing next week.
You really don't have these problems.
The eye exam, THEIYEXAM.
Brennan?
Mr. Producer Face on the gram.
Rob. That's it, though.
That's all y'all get.
Yeah.
RVDanger44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram. Actually, I kind of wanted to bring this up real quick, too, because I've been binging this series just on YouTube. This isn't like an anime, but it's anime related. I sent you guys this video this morning.
Yep.
This guy, this user, Totally Not Mark, has been doing like character breakdowns of characters from the Dragon Ball series, people from like Broly to Jiren to Frieza, Vegeta, Gohan, and just like why their characters work within the context of the story. And he has a great episode that's all about why Goku is a good protagonist and how he works specifically for the story of Dragon Ball. And if you're interested in that, you like Dragon Ball, I would definitely say check those out.
Oh, super dope. Yeah,
nice
check that guy out.
Nice to know.
I'm Keenan Baker at everything, KEENAN on Twitter, on Instagram. Follow the Anime Shun page, Anime Shun, Facebook and Instagram. And
our energy is so low.
Yeah, because this yeah.
Oh, fuck
I wanted to make this episode 30 minutes, but fuck it. So thank you guys for tuning in this week to another episode of Animation. I had to push that one out. See you guys next week.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.